Is it important when we are PhD student or a young post-doctoral person that our work or articles is introduced by the supervisor, somebody
No. No, it's not. It's really not. I mean, I think that the benefit, I mean, I think that the process, the selection process or review process in the States is quite regimented, and there are a lot of steps involved in it, and that can be difficult. But at the same time, it does allow, it's a very open system where anybody is eligible. It's not, you don't have to, not to say that there isn't, you know, there aren't networks of people and influence in the United States. Of course there are, but that it truly is, it's a process where anybody is considered as well. You know, you could submit, I don't have to know you to accept your article. I don't need to know your work. I don't need someone to vouch for you. It just needs to be good work. If you have a professor who, you know, who wants to vouch for you, they can, but it's not really gonna, it's not really the process. So yeah, it's not necessary. And I don't ever, actually never really happens, or rarely happens. Occasionally I'll have a professor tell me, oh, I heard this really good, like someone on my editorial board will say, I heard this really good paper at a conference. I bet you this person could write a really interesting article. And they'll just tell me that off the, you know, casually. But submissions don't need letters of introduction of any, or endorsement of any sort.